This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing during an address to the nation last night on the coronavirus that he is suspending all travel from Europe for 30 days beginning tomorrow, with the exception of the United Kingdom. This morning, Vice President Mike Pence says the ban will protect those in the country who are more susceptible to that virus.
It does not, as we look at global data, present as much a threat to younger Americans, but for senior citizens, it represents a threat of a very serious consequence.
Last night, the president promised financial relief for those infected or in quarantine, and he's calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for businesses affected. Hours after being sentenced to 23 years in prison on rape and sexual assault charges, Harvey Weinstein is back in a New York hospital complaining of chest pains. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Some NBA fans who were expecting to see the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Utah Jazz in Oklahoma City last night got some bad news just before game time.
The game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight.
The NBA deciding just before game time that it was suspending the rest of its 2019-2020 season until further notice because of the coronavirus outbreak, after learning that Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert tested positive for the virus. Meanwhile, March Madness is going to go forward, but it's going to happen in empty arenas this year. The NCAA saying that the men's and women's basketball tourneys will be held without spectators because of the outbreak. The NHL saying it's going to evaluate the situation today and is expected to decide later today whether to continue its season. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Tom Hanks and his wife have come down with the coronavirus while he was making an Elvis Presley movie in Australia. The Oscar-winning actor playing Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, in that new film, which is currently in pre-production. Warner Brothers saying Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, have both tested positive for the illness. Hanks says he thought they had both caught colds, as they had body aches and slight fevers and chills, and then they learned the truth. They are self-isolating, still in Australia. Asian Americans in one Los Angeles suburb are more worried about attacks over the coronavirus outbreak, and many of them are buying guns to protect themselves and their families, as the owner of a gun shop in the San Gabriel Valley east of L.A. says he's been extremely busy in recent weeks, saying he's had 10 times as many customers as usual on some days. The area is home to a high concentration of Asian Americans, and some say they're afraid they'd be targeted if there's a local outbreak of the infection that began in central China late last year. last year. An investigation's underway into the death of Floyd Mayweather's ex-girlfriend. The body of Josie Harris was found inside her home in a gated community north of L.A. on Tuesday night. The boxer and Harris have had three children together. The undefeated boxing champ was convicted of domestic violence back in 2010. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jenna Caldwell joins us now, Fox News political analyst and the founder of a bipartisan consulting firm based in Washington, D.C. that provides advice in areas of senior contributor, areas, I should say, in politics and I sound like Joe Biden here for just a moment. For some reason, things got clipped off on my cheat sheet here, Gianno. So help me out. The bipartisan
consulting firm
based in Washington, D.C. Yeah,
based in D.C.
Okay. Public affairs. Okay, there it is. We'll have to clean that up on the backside, but thank you for helping me out. Gianno, good to have you with us. How you been?
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, needless to say, the Democrats were in an absolute panic, and then within 72 hours, let's get Amy Klobuchar out of the way. Let's get Buttigieg out of the way, because there is no way that the Democratic Party can sustain a Democratic socialist.
Right. It's funny you said Buttigieg.
Yes.
Funny. You know what's so interesting, and I got to be very honest with you. I'm so shocked by what happened in South Carolina. I was on the ground in South Carolina interviewing folks at universities for the Laura Ingraham show, as well as Joe Biden's event. And most of the folks I was speaking to there said they were undecided, with the exception of the older African Americans. So the fact that he got Clyburn's endorsement and they changed the game for him and gave him this momentum where people believe that he could be the one that wins, I'm fairly surprised to see how African-Americans came out and supported this guy, who I think has been the most detrimental candidate for African-Americans of all time in terms of those who's running. You think about the fact that he's the architect of the 86 crack laws. You think about the fact that he's the architect of the 94 crime bill. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people going to jail. I mean, it's stunning to me that they would say this is the guy we want to be great for African Americans, considering all that he's done to demonize the community and, from a policy perspective, marginalize it.
Exactly. Well, it's amnesia, Gianno, because you don't even have to go back that far. I mean, let's just go back to the Obama-Biden administration. What did they do? I mean, certainly not enough, and it was devastating what happened to the black community. And we're not even going to talk about abortion and their policy on abortion, but let's just talk about economically how the demographic was so devastated, and it opened the door for Donald Trump to come to the community and say, guys, give me a chance. What have you got to lose? And look what happened. They responded. I mean, not in huge numbers, but big enough numbers that they were critical in electing Donald Trump president.
Right. And we're talking about big numbers in terms of beating Mitt Romney and John McCain numbers. further what we've seen, especially when he's implemented policies of great positive impact to the black community. We saw our approval ratings of over 30%. So that tells me if you're someone who's offering solutions to the black community, they will hear you, even if you're somebody that they don't typically vote for. And I'm talking about a particular political party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so disappointed with what I saw last night. And I'm really disappointed because it feels as though there's a lot of folks who perhaps either just simply uneducated on the issues, or maybe they just want to get rid of President Trump so badly that they're willing to just throw their vote to the guy who they think they can win it. And exit polling shows that a strong percentage of folks, consideration wasn't who may agree with them from a policy perspective, like, say, between a Bernie Sanders and a Joe Biden. It was getting Trump out of office.
Yeah.
But that tells you, especially with you have a media that's 93% negative about Trump, some of these positive things in which he's done for many communities, not just the black community, like he's been beneficial to all communities, in my opinion, from a policy perspective. He's made this country more prosperous, et cetera. That folks just aren't getting it. They may not be getting the message. But then again, considering this is a Democratic primary, so people shouldn't get too crazy here.
Yes.
So Democrats did come out and do their thing. And I also should mention the fact that President Trump, out of all the incumbents that we've seen in a number of these states, got historic numbers of folks that came out and supported him with no one else really on the ballot.
Exactly.
They came out and showed their support. So, you know, this is going to be a battle. And for anyone who's under the sound of my voice, this is Gianno Caldwell speaking, for anyone that's under the sound of my voice, it is imperative if you are a conservative to go talk to your friends, your family, strangers on the street, and tell them about the conservative agenda and what has happened in terms of the successes of it. Because we don't want, and we see the media is about to just king him. They're about to king Joe Biden. Bloomberg has obviously endorsed him.
Yes.
So he's going to have, you know, his infrastructure, because from what I've read, Bloomberg has paid up his staff up until November. So if they're switching his political organization over to a super PAC to support Joe Biden, that's going to make things even more difficult. So we don't know what kind of lies and all these other things that will be told. And people just need to be very cautiously optimistic and get out, vote, and tell everybody about the conservative agenda.
Well, Gianna, to your point, people have to study up a little bit and know that you know. I mean, the fact is, you can stand on the facts of conservative values and conservative results. This is what Donald Trump has delivered for we the people. I mean, there is a blue-collar boom that has gone on in this country for almost 4 years, and the only difference is you've got a president in the White House who understands, loves the middle class, has got rid of regulations that were inhibiting businesses, brought jobs back to the country, put America back to work again. You've got people that have balances in their checkbooks. They're happier because they've got jobs, and all you've got to do is talk to them. Just say, hey, are you open to the facts? I mean, I don't even have to get an argument with you, but here's all the facts, and I'm telling you, the same thing as you know, you get frustrated over in terms of black America. I get frustrated with brown America, with Hispanics. And you go, wait a minute, how can you consider a Democratic platform when the very essence of who we are is we're family oriented, and you've got one party that wants to kill our families, not even wants to, they've been killing our families. How, you know, just number one, how do you do that? The other thing is, especially for Hispanics, you know, they're one of the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing entrepreneurial groups in the country. And under a Democratic regime, once again, and particularly with Joe Biden, all these regulations that Donald Trump got rid of that were thrust upon the American worker and businesses during the Obama regime, they're going to be coming back with a vengeance because that's what they know and that's what they do. That is empirical. Those are the facts. And so that's going to get in the way of entrepreneurism and the natural, you know, the natural desire for Hispanics and others who want to go out there and start their small businesses.
are exactly the conversations we need to be having among ourselves, because it's going to be extraordinarily important for the base to get out there, and it's going to be even more important to talk to independents of all stripes, people who are saying exactly what you just said. Well, you know what? I may not agree with the way President Trump says or does things. I may not like his tweets. I might not like him as a person, but I know that I'm more prosperous because of him. And I think that's going to be important. I was talking to...
Well, Gianna, real quick. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. We've got more from Gianna Caldwell after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Gianna Caldwell continues. Gianna, sorry I had to cut you off there, but we had to go to break real quick. You started to tell us the story. Go ahead.
Well, was having a conversation with a man who's he's gay. He's married to a man, and he was telling me, this was just a few months ago, he was saying, hey, I don't like, you know, President Trump as a person. He says that he didn't do much for him in the LGBT community, but he said his 401k made an additional $100,000 last year, so he's going to hold his nose to vote for him. And this is a guy who's pretty well informed on the issues and the politics and policy. So that's another example of, you know, talking to folks who may not like President Trump, but they're at least happy with the policy result. So I think for all of us, it's imperative to continue to have this conversation. It's imperative for you to keep sounding your voice, obviously, because you have a very good platform of people who listen to you and care about the issues. But that's just what we're going to have to do, because this is going to be a fight. Democrats aren't going down without a fight. I do personally believe that there's going to be something else that comes up, some other scandal that they're going to put together, produce, again, to get President Trump out of office. No, there's going to be a whole lot that we're going to have to look out for, and we're certainly going to have to get out and vote, because this thing will not be handed over to the conservative movement, not by no means.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, you address this in your book, Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. I mean, what you write about in your book, Gianno, isn't, you know, it isn't pie in the sky. It isn't theoretical. I mean, you've done the research. You've got the backing right there. I mean, you've got the facts, Jack, as they would say in Caddyshack. And so you read it, you decide. Educate yourself, because that's what should precede action, is knowledge. And there's no excuse. When you have a government of, for, by, we the people, it commands we the people, you know, to get their butts off the couch and, you know, be a part of the democratic process and the solution that America needs.
As you just mentioned, it requires something of you. This isn't let me hand you everything and you go on about your life, which we see a lot occurs in the Democratic Party. There's a personal responsibility. That's why I like Newt Gingrich's 96 reform bill,
yes,
because it was the personal responsibility and welfare reform act. And with that being the case, you know, we can see the policies that have been put in place by the conservative movement, the vehicles that have been utilized to change the economic climate for a lot of different folks, almost 7 million jobs created. So now, instead of you looking for a handout from the government, you can look for a hand up from the government, and it's in a form of jobs created. So with that being the case, now a lot of people are much more self-sufficient. We talk about the lowest unemployment rate for African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, Asian-Americans, 70-year low for women, and it goes on and on. And I think Democrats are going to have a very hard time challenging the narrative of the economic wins. You can't keep lying and saying that President Obama was the one that created this economic boom. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? You're in office for 8 years, things aren't going well, and then you get out of office, and all of a sudden it was you were the one that caused it to be so great. Quit playing. No one's stupid here. And I think they believe they were stupid.
Yeah. Well, help me understand this, because they say that out of one side of their mouth, and then the next thing they say is this economy only helped the very wealthy. So what is it? Did it only help the very wealthy, which is another lie, or was it Obama's economy? And if it's Obama's economy, why do we want Obama's economy back that only helps the very wealthy?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're 100% correct about that. And the thing is, they can't stick with the lie. And it is going to be hard. And the good thing about President Trump is he's unafraid to challenge the status quo. He's unafraid to get in their face. He's a street fighter.
Yes.
He's absolutely a street fighter. So he's going to get out there and he's going to fight his message. And, you know, it's actually pretty good to have a real challenge, because this is going to, he's not going to, if it was Bernie Sanders, I had the feeling that he might be willing to kind of cruise through versus really, really fight. This time he's going to have to really fight to be reelected. He's going to have to fight.
Exactly. The only thing he's got to be careful of is he's not accused of some sort of elder abuse in going against Joe Biden. Because I got to tell you, on the surface, Gianna, with all due respect, the former vice president seems very feeble. And it's, I cringe every time I see him, because he seems so feeble.
Interesting. thing. As I was mentioning, I was in South Carolina for Laura Ingraham's show doing interviews on the ground with college students, and that was one of the things that they said. These folks were undecided on the Friday, the day literally before the primary, and I was asking them about Joe Biden, and I got a lot of responses of he didn't seem like he was mentally fit. Mm. So with that being the case for so many of these individuals, that's a consideration for a lot of Americans. They want him to be the savior, but he needs to save himself first. Isn't that, that's going to be a big consideration in the minds of a lot of people, and I think that President Trump will take full advantage of that.
Well, it was an interesting dust-up the other night with the Republican, committee chair and Donna Brazile, and I thought it was ironic of all things. The Republican chair had made a comment that it looked like the system was being rigged, and Donna Brazile took exception, didn't want Republicans meddling in the Democrats' business. And so I thought it was interesting because here's somebody who manipulated the system in the last cycle and somehow ends up on Fox, with all due respect. And I got to tell you, I've never heard an apology from her that I believe that she owes, Democrats. I believe the whole body politic for doing what she did on behalf of Hillary Clinton. Now, did I miss an apology? Maybe you heard one and I missed it.
No, I haven't heard anything about it. And this all happened yesterday. And full disclosure for anyone who's listening, Donna Brazile is a colleague of mine at Fox News. She's a Democrat. I'm a conservative.
Yes.
As I've written in my book, Taking for Granted How Conservatism Can Win Back to America, that liberalism failed. So I believe her party has absolutely failed America. I believe that even with her being at the DNC, really looking to push Hillary Clinton along, that was a complete and total failure. And I think she was wrong for what she said. Her comment, go to hell, if I may say that on this broadcast.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Saying it twice on our air, I thought that was so unfortunate and really not what a professional should be doing in this particular space. Mm-hmm. So, no, I haven't heard anything about an apology. I doubt there will be one coming. Mm-hmm. But it's really unfortunate that that's how divisive we're going to be in our politics. Instead of talking about the issues
right.
and debating them, we got to tell people to go to hell. That's just not a good look.
Exactly. And, Gianna, let me tell you this. I mean, I take her for her word that she is a woman of faith. I'm a man of faith. And I don't want our faith to be represented that way. I mean, I understand we can get emotional about things, but, above all, we have to understand whose we are. We are not owned by the Democratic Party or the Republican. As people of faith, we're owned by God himself. And that's who we represent. So it grieves me as a fellow person of faith with Donna Brazile that, she lost it there. And I hope that, she says she wants to do better, and I hope she does. But nonetheless, I think that question or that statement is fair-minded because heaven knows the Democrats have been involved in the Republicans' business for a long time. I mean, didn't we just go through all kinds of a Russian, hoax and investigation that was brought to you by the Democratic Party?
And I agree with your statement in terms of being a person of faith, as I am one. We're God's children, 100%. And I'm, excuse me. And yet, you're correct. We just came from a Russia investigation after investigation, impeachment, all these different arenas that the Democrats have brought forth. And now, as a country, Americans have been disenfranchised by all these different investigations, not legislation in terms of benefiting the American people, but how can we get rid of Trump? And it's been all political, and this is where it gets very unfortunate for a lot of people. And now it's time for folks of all stripes to question, what are you really going to do for me? Because you spent 2 years, from 2018, as the Democrats have been in the majority in the House, it's been 2 years, and they've got nothing done but impeach Trump. And that's disenfranchised many Americans.
Yeah, what a waste of energy and the people's money. Gianna Caldwell, Fox News political analyst, author of the new book, Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. The book is available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Gianna, as always, thank you so much. You're always welcome here, buddy. The door's always open to you.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing during an address to the nation last night on the coronavirus that he is suspending all travel from Europe for 30 days beginning tomorrow, with the exception of the United Kingdom. This morning, Vice President Mike Pence says the ban will protect those in the country who are more susceptible to that virus.
It does not, as we look at global data, present as much a threat to younger Americans, but for senior citizens, it represents a threat of very serious consequences.
Last night, the president promised financial relief for those infected or in quarantine, and he's calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for businesses affected. Hours after being sentenced to 23 years in prison on rape and sexual assault charges, Harvey Weinstein is back in a New York hospital complaining of chest pains. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here as we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is time for Lou Giller. Yes, the one and only. And, hey, we're doing everything we can to keep this country of ours and our government accountable, Mr. Lou. But as you said, hey, we got to have all those oars in the water here, right?
Oh, this is unbelievable. You know, as the Chinese have said, with a blessing, may you live in interesting times. And I'll tell you, these are the most interesting political times I think I've ever witnessed, with what's going on the Democrat side with Biden and the rest of the team. You know, it's
exactly
unbelievable.
Well, no doubt they're going to try to protect Joe Biden. Clearly, he's got issues. And they're doing their best to hide it, but, you know, they can get him through the primary, and that seems to be the case right now, because the Democrats are really good, and once they've picked somebody, then they're going to circle the wagons and protect them all the way until the general election. But dare I say that Donald Trump is such an exposing agent that the mere shadow of Donald Trump on Joe Biden on the debate stage is just going to be beyond interesting. Let's leave it at that.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. And the periodic mistakes and gaffes that he is involved in with workers, with his own wife, with people, and on the stump, do raise the issue of his preparedness and ability to discharge the ever-challenging role of President of the United States. So the Democrats have got a real question mark on their hands, I think, at this time.
Well, it's been interesting, Lou. I mean, the Democrats have held, you know, no restraint whatsoever in talking about Donald Trump and questioning his mental capacity. We know a lot of that is sour grapes. There's really no basis for it. The perception that they hold is quite lousy and, you know, without any substantiation other than opinion. There's no fact to back it up. I mean, but I got to tell you, if Donald Trump was showing any sign of any kind of senility. I mean, I got to tell you, I was shocked the other night. I was shocked the other night when Britt Hume just came out and said, hey, he's borderline senile. And I thought, whoa, wait a minute, that's on Fox News, that's Britt Hume. And Britt Hume even said, hey, look, I'm getting older, I slow down my, he didn't put it in these terms, but, you know, we know our synapses, our brain synapses don't quite snap as quickly as they did when we were 19 or 20. But in this case with Joe Biden, I mean, it's getting to be embarrassing. I mean, it's not even that it's funny. It's just, I just cringe for the man.
Yes, yes. And you know, the best course of action for all of us who believe in the principles that have led this country for centuries now, and the free enterprise system and free markets and open markets, et cetera. That's what we must emphasize. And so that's why we have launched the Tax Reform Education Project, because the single most important advance that's been made over the last couple of years is the tax reform, tax cut legislation, led by the president and the Republicans before they lost control of the House. So we have to go back, tell the story, emphasize what's happening every week, every month, and show that this is because both Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have said the first thing they'll do is repeal the tax reform. Biden has said that clearly, and Bernie will do more. He'll add a wealth tax. So tax will be the key issue going forward in this election year, no question about it.
Well, Lou, I'll guarantee you, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, if it is their administration, we'll be looking at $30 trillion in quick order. Now, I had a meeting, a very brief meeting with Senator Scott here this past week. And one of the things I told him, as you and I have discussed, that he needs to take back to the president after he gets reelected. He needs to really focus on reducing this deficit. His focus in his first 4 years has been all about jobs. And look what he's done with jobs. I mean, he's done a stellar job about jobs, you know, on behalf of all America. It's been outstanding because one of the things I am told that he routinely asks his cabinet with regularity is, hey, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? Well, I said, take that same attitude, that same question after he gets reelected and ask, instead of how are we doing on jobs, how are we doing on the deficit? Because I got to imagine if he target focuses on the deficit, Lou, then $23 trillion right now will start begetting 22 and 21, not 24 and 25. Now, the other thing and that I let Senator Scott know that I was very irritated about was when the president had asked for money for this emergency fund for the coronavirus. You remember he asked for, I think, $2.3 billion. It ended up at $8.3 billion. And the reason it did is because the Democrats can't help themselves, and somehow the Republicans can't stop them from helping themselves, because as soon as they opened the vault, Nancy Pelosi and all the money grubbers went in right behind and started throwing money into their baskets, inflated that number well beyond what the president asked for, because that $8.3 billion wasn't all for the coronavirus. There were first some pet projects there and some Christmas ornaments, as they say, to keep the Democrats happy. Well, that's a bunch of bunk. I mean, this is beyond quid pro quo. This is irresponsible, and this is something that I know the national tax limitation has been all about right-sizing government, maintaining good tax policy, and some fiscal discipline. This is, you know, without a doubt, this is unacceptable, and the American people have got to be yelling and screaming, enough of this quid pro quo, and the Democrats getting into our treasury and spending money like a bunch of drunken sailors. No offense to drunken sailors, as they say.
No, you're absolutely right. And the history of funding things in the federal government and state and locals as well is that if they're given an excuse like this coronavirus situation to run in and ask for extra money, they can't help themselves but loading it up with far more than is necessary to meet the crisis for which they have opened the vault door.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to protect against that. And you're absolutely correct that from now going forward, our mantra has to be, what is the size of government? Are we getting it to the appropriate size? Because it, depending on whether we're successful there, is the issue of whether we grow this nation properly over time to the advantage of every single citizen.
Exactly. And Lou, I got to tell you, I am very upset that the Democrats are not supporting the president and American employees right now who are the victims of this coronavirus that suddenly have found themselves furloughed. And my suggestion was, look at, not necessarily that they get a holiday, but that they have immediate access to their unemployment funds. I mean, they've paid into that. That is money that belongs to them. They need it right now in much the same way that the states, although the states don't pay into an emergency fund, but whenever they declare a state of emergency like California, the reason they do that is so they have access to immediate funds. What, we can't do that everyday American?
And I think that that's what has motivated the discussion of some holiday on tax deductions, regular tax or payroll deductions.
Well, Lou Euler, that's a wrap for us today. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yes, and we've got a new revised website, LimitTaxes.org. Join us. Learn how to get involved in the education process on taxes and be part of the team. You bet.
This is sponsored by the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation. Millions of people throughout the country are affected by rare diseases, yet many are unaware of the symptoms, risk factors, and treatment options. Pulmonary fibrosis is one of these diseases. Affecting more than 200,000 Americans, pulmonary fibrosis is a progressive, debilitating lung disease for which there is no known cure. Dr. Gregory Cosgrove, Chief Medical Officer, Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation.
With more than 50,000 new cases diagnosed annually, it's important to be aware of the symptoms of pulmonary fibrosis, which include a persistent dry cough, fatigue, and shortness of breath. These symptoms are similar to many common illnesses, so pulmonary fibrosis is often misdiagnosed. Speak with your doctor if you have any of these symptoms.
While anyone can be affected by pulmonary fibrosis, smokers and former smokers aged 60 or older are the most at risk. Visit aboutpf.org to learn more. Again, that's aboutpf.org.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future?
This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk about CBD. Okay, the FDA has just released an update to Congress on new questions they have about regulating CBD. Recent independent tests of 240 top-selling CBD products found that many were contaminated by substances including lead, arsenic, herbicides, and pesticides. So, what questions is the FDA asking that will ensure the safety of CBD products for a growing number of people relying on them for relief? Well, here to walk us through the results of this test and to bring us up to date is Sally Greenberg, the executive director of the National Consumer League. Sally, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great, and I appreciate you guys having us on and hearing our concerns about the CBD explosion.
Well, a lot of people are being getting involved with CBD, and particularly, people that we love and care for, like our grandparents and that, are finding, you know, relief with CBD. And this thing has moved so quickly that the government has been just a little bit behind here. So this survey is really valuable in, you know, I think getting back on top of it. So let's discuss what this recent survey found out about the percentage of Americans who support regulating CBD.
Yeah, well, so, you know, we're a consumer organization, and we were curious in light of the explosion of products on the market, and they're everywhere, Bill. You know, you go to your grocery store, you go to your drug store, there's specialty shops, you go to a soap store, there's CBD infused soap. I was at a coffee shop the other day, and they had CBD infused muffins. So, And there's our pets. Pet stores are full of CBD products, pet treats, and what have you. So we decided to take a survey of consumers to see if they were as concerned as we were about the proliferation of these products on the market and whether they work, and most important, whether they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found when we asked consumers, you know, do you have concerns and do you think the FDA should be in this space, setting some rules of the road, pretty stunning number, 83% said, yes, we absolutely want the FDA in setting some rules. And interestingly, those who actually use CBD were even higher. 87% of those folks who say, yes, I use CBD products, but I want to know what's in them, if they work, if they could cause me any harm that I'm not aware of. And we do want our federal safety agency, in this case it's the FDA, to come in and put some rules out there for the makers of these products.
Exactly. Sally, was there any differential between CBD that was consumed versus topical CBD?
No, I think consumers want to know about the whole gamut of products. And I thought you were going to ask me, was there any differential between political parties, men, women,
age? Oh, we'll get to that.
You know,
we'll get to that.
It was across the board,
yes.
The board. It didn't matter what.
So it was bipartisan,
was.
Huh?
That was so interesting to us because, you know, regulation sometimes gets a bad name, but, you know, we're consumer advocates and we believe, you know, strongly that when done right, you know, these agencies are out there to provide information and to demand answers from people putting products on the market. And that's really where this survey went. So back to your original question, Bill. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I got a little bonus answer there, so that's good. But no, just in terms of, was there any differential perception between something that was CBD that was ingested versus topical? But it just seems that the whole gamut. I mean, they really want to understand what's in it, and you know. Go ahead.
No, you're right. You know, if you're taking a pill or something, you know, you're that's going through your whole blood system and your circulatory system, and we didn't get that specific, but you know, we put something on topical and it may appear to consumers, well, maybe that's not as, you know, if it's risky, maybe the risks aren't as great as if I'm actually swallowing a pill or drinking something. You know, there's water that we've seen that's infused with CBD, and there's a lot of really sketchy labeling on the water that says, you know, it's got X number, 10 million, you know, nanotechnology grams, and
right.
all kinds of phrases that most consumers are not really going to understand, including me. Like, I don't know
if
CBD is in here.
Sally, I got to tell you, I've been drinking orange juice forever, and, you know, the federal government says all it has to contain is, what, 10%, and then they call it pure orange juice. I don't understand that either.
I think if it says 100% orange juice, it's supposed to have 100% orange juice on it. It depends on, you know, yes, there is a standard definition, but there's a lot of mislabeling of products on the market. Every aisle of the grocery store, I could take you, walk you up and down and tell you, you know, this product claims to reduce your cholesterol. This cereal claims to reduce your cholesterol by, you know, 10% in 4 weeks or whatever. That's an illegal claim. And one of the things that the FDA did last week is they came to Congress. Congress asked them for a report. What's going on with CBDs? What are you doing in the regulatory space? And they make kind of a stunning announcement in their report to Congress. The FDA said they could not conclude that CBD is generally recognized as safe. That's a phrase, generally recognized as safe, that companies are very eager to have on their products because that means that somebody's vetted them.
Yes.
They said we cannot conclude that CBD is recognized as safe among qualified experts for its use in human or animal food, and thus CBD foods and beverages are actually illegal under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act because they have not met the test as generally recognized as safe. And that's a designation that, for example, salt has.
Mm-hmm.
And caffeine, under 400 milligrams of caffeine, you know, your average cup of coffee is about 150 milligrams of caffeine, so you could have a couple of those a day and you wouldn't be getting in any trouble with, according to the FDA and medical and scientific studies. So it gives you some idea that there is this designation, generally recognized as safe. None of the CBD products that are on the shelves at your grocery store meet that test.
Now, why is it there, right?
Yeah, well, because they've gotten way ahead of the FDA, and you know the states and the Congress said, okay, it's all right to put CBD products on the market, and they really, you know, the cart went before the horse. But before I get too far down on this path, I want to just remind listeners that we have one CBD product that was approved by the FDA as a drug, a special drug that treats kids with epilepsy. It's mm-hmm. called Epidiolex. It's the one approved FDA product that uses CBD as an active ingredient. And so we know that there are some therapeutic benefits when used and tested in a clinical trial situation. You know, that's expensive, but it is the gold standard for what every single drug that's on the market has to comply with at the FDA if we're talking about a drug. There's only one drug that's made it through that process that has actually proven that CBD can have therapeutic benefits, mm-hmm. and it's for this very specific condition. We're very pleased it's out there. We're very pleased that a company came forward and put the resources into it, and we'd like to see other companies go through, you know, whether it's if it's drug testing, that's the highest standard of all. That's got the most stringent requirements. It's expensive to do, but, you know, all the drugs that we take have been vetted. The prescription drugs that you get at your, you know, your pharmacist, all those have been gone through the FDA gold standard process. If we're talking about food additives, that is a generally regarded as safe standard. That's what the FDA said. All those products on the market that are food added, where there's been CBD added to food, those have not met that test. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're sounding alarm bells. Right. And you did note that there a lot of these products, when they were tested, the leading products, 70% of them had these kind of disgusting contaminants.
Yeah, exactly.
That were, they included lead, mm-hmm. arsenic. Now, really, Bill, do we want to be, you know, you want to be eating lead, arsenic, yeah. herbicides, toxic mold? Most people would say no.
Yeah, probably not. We've got about a minute and a half left here, so
sure.
Let me ask you, what is the National Consumer League's suggestions for making CBD safer for consumers?
Well, we want the industry to go through these processes with the FDA, and we want the FDA to regulate these processes. And so we've met with the FDA, we've met with members of Congress, we've said this is, you know, this is the path that we'd like to see you take. We want consumers to know that somebody's looking after them when these products are on the shelves, that they are generally regarded as safe, or that they have good manufacturing processes. That's GMP. That's another standard that's kind of a gold standard that we look for in products. And we do have a website, and so lots of good information there about staying safe. It's the number 4, SAFE, CBD. So it's 4safecbd.org. And I hope you guys will put it up on your website so people know where to go. And we've got lots of good information for consumers. And, you know, we try to be an honest broker and call balls and strikes as we see them, and we think there's a lot of room for more consumer protection in this space.
Well, Sally Greenberg, thank you for your time. Appreciate the information, and we will be directing our audience because, as you can imagine and you're aware, the CBD product is pervasive as it is, and it seems like we have more questions than answers, and what you're suggesting here on behalf of the American people and the consumer, I believe, will benefit all and also, you know, help us realize, you know, the benefits going forward of CBD in a safe manner.
Exactly. If done the right way, we could see benefits, but we got to do it the right way.
You got it. Sally, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for having us on.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and